fucking somebody.
Sometimes we all need a little bit of help. And here on The Book Show, I'm giving writers who are early in their career a chance to get some advice from the very best. Mandy Beaumont is doing a PhD, but she's also just published her debut collection of short stories. It's called Wild Fearless Chests, and it addresses women's experience of violence and being silenced. And Mandy is here to use the writer's hotline. Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. You're deep in writing. Any particular struggles for you at the moment?
Oh, look, I'm writing a new book after Wild Fearless Chested. You know, everyone wants the next one. And I'm really struggling with how to write landscape and also how to weave feminist themes into my work really seamlessly. So it'd be great to talk to Charlotte about those things.
Charlotte Wood, the Stella Prize-winning novelist. Why have you chosen Charlotte to speak to?
Well, she's a fabulous writer. And also she speaks really well to her writing. So I'm really interested in sort of asking her about the themes that really mesh with my work and her work after reading The Natural Way of Things in particular, and also how she speaks to things in the media, because it's sort of all new to me, so it would be great.
Okay, let's call Charlotte Wood now.
Hello.
Hello, Charlotte Wood. I've got Mandy Beaumont here on the phone to ask you for some advice. Mandy, take it away.
I wanted to ask you a few questions, but firstly, because I'm so new to this talking to people thing with the book, and I'm finding that people are asking me, with this book that's feminist and staunch and brutal, people are always asking me where the stories come from. It's fiction, but like, are they real and who are they connected to? And while some are, I don't feel like I owe it to anyone to have that conversation. So how do I bring it back to the fiction?
Well, yes, congratulations on the book, first of all.
Thank
I look
you.
Forward to reading it. Big time for you, first book.
Oh.
Yeah, look, that question, it's a really common question about, you know, is it you in the book? Are these people you know, etc.? And sometimes I think it's just a kind of habitual question that people ask just because they kind of don't know how to start talking about fiction. But in other ways, it's kind of a misunderstanding or a mistrust of the imaginative world in a way.
Yeah, it's good call.
And of course, for artists and writers, the imaginative world is everything, right?
Mm.
So I think it's important for writers to claim the authority of the imaginative process. You don't actually have to go through and pick out the bits that are real and the bits that are not real.
No.
And all that sort of stuff. And you're right that you don't owe anybody, you know, any kind of exposure of yourself or that sort of stuff.
Mm.
But, you know, my usual answer is, look, some of it comes from the real world and some of it comes from my imagination. But what's important to me is the language and the imagery and the way that the real stuff goes into making the fictional world. And it's about how the imagination sort of transfigures the real stuff to get to a more, what I would see is a more meaningful exploration of those situations and the psychology of the people in those situations and so on.
Yeah, so, and that's the role of a fiction writer, isn't it? So it's quite a weird question when I get it. I'm like, oh, that's what fiction does, hey?
Yeah, so...
Claire Nichols is going to weigh in here. I feel personally attacked, the two of you. We love getting
Don't
to
ask that
know
question,
you.
Claire.
Oh, we love getting to know you writers. But anyway, Mandy, let's hear your next question.
Thank
Sorry,
you, Charlotte.
Claire.
Charlotte, that's great advice. The next question I wanted to ask you was in regards to the craft of writing. So I'm writing a new book that'll be out in 2022, so not the one that's out now.
Mm.
And I'm really excited the way in Natural Way of Things you used landscape and women placed in landscape in a real gothic kind of unnamed kind of place. And it's really powerful. And I'm writing landscape as a big part of my new work. And how did you get that landscape? How did you write those descriptors? Did you go somewhere? Did you Google it a lot? Like the practicalities of that?
Well, interesting that you asked if I went there, because I feel that for me, place is almost the only thing I can't imagine without experiencing it. But that the place in the natural way of things isn't an imagined place, but made up of all kinds of observations of places that I've been. So one thing I did was write quite a bit at my friend's farm in the west of New South Wales, and I just did as much observation as I could of the landscape around me, but also other places. You know, I grew up in the country. I've been, you know, camping and stuff, so quite a lot of my life. But what I would suggest, so is it a real place that you know that you're writing about?
Oh, look, I don't know. At this stage, it's loosely based on the country town of Aberdeen, where Catherine Knight, the woman who killed her husband, worked in the abattoir.
Right.
So it's loosely based in that. I've got the image in that it's the there, but I'm going to go out there in a couple of months.
Well, look, you know, I would go there or another country town, any, you know, because lots of places are kind of similar. And the main thing I would do is just take a gazillion notes, observe everything you can. I've just come across this term, thick description, from anthropology, which means sort of gathering in your research, or what I've taken it to mean. I'm sure real anthropologists wouldn't say this, but using all of your senses to just note down every single thing you can observe about the place, how it makes you feel while you're there, and look for tiny things, unexpected things, rather than a big, you know, overarching capital L landscape.
Yeah.
Look at, so when I was at my friend's farm, for example, one of the things that I remember very clearly there is walking along this sort of crunchy dry grass and seeing with every step grasshoppers kind of springing up where my foot fell. So those sort of tiny little things you can't get from Google, you can't get from the internet. You need to go and just do this thick description that I would suggest.
That's great advice.
And
thank
look
you.
For the kind of surprising and tiny things.
The thick description. I like that. So the next question I want to ask you is again around craft. So in the natural way of things, again, it just hit me, that book, in a way that, to be honest, I wish I'd written
thank
the book.
Thank you.
It's
very much.
The book which I wish I would have written. But feminist themes obviously are really strong in the book, and they emerged for me in such a way that, like, I'd read a bit and then I would, you know, half an hour later read it and go, whoa, like it emerged and morphed for me in a really beautiful way, in a real seamless.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really good. And I want to know, I don't know if this is a how question or a why question, but did that come for you in the editing process, that weaving, or did it just naturally happen? How did it drop in for you?
Oh, look, I'm probably not going to be very helpful on this one because
it's hard. Yeah,
it's that book was so instinctive. It's such a weird book because it felt like it almost came out of my body more than my conscious brain in a way. And so I guess the only thing that I can tell you is that book and the kind of feminist themes that you mentioned, I never thought of as feminist themes. I just thought of opening the channel from my unconscious to my conscious brain and letting, you know, in a way, I don't think there's any feminist thought in that book really, just more a series of really sort of potent images and symbols and quite primitive sort of emotions. And once I decided to just let them all come rather than trying to control them, that opened up the gates and let all this stuff come out. So then I had all this sort of raw material to then start shaping into a cohesive narrative. So I guess the only, you know, I know that's not particularly helpful, but what I would say... Oh, good.
Yeah, I think from my sorry to interrupt, like from the work that I write and the new book Wild Feelers Chess, is that I do write really instinctively, and then people go, oh, I felt this and this, and like they come to me with different, you know, they talk about feminist themes like I'm doing to you now, and it's like, no, I just wrote it because it was in my gut. It was
That's the art, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think one thing I think is really important if you're writing stuff that is political in some way is almost to forget that it is political and not be afraid of being wrong or, you know, for me in that book, being a bad feminist. Like there's lots of people who think that I am a bad feminist because of that book, because the girls don't have any political solidarity and they don't have any political consciousness and all of that. But, you know, I wasn't thinking about how to write a feminist book. I just wrote this sort of weird, creepy sort of fable that came out of what I saw in the world around me and what I felt and experienced as a young woman particularly. Mm. So I would just say step away from the idea of ideology and just get really down and close with your own true observations of the world, and let that stuff into your work. And then if it turns out to be what someone would call feminist thought, fine. But if not, you know, there might be something more complex and interesting and contradictory and surprising. And, you know, if you know what you think about feminism and then you put it into a book, that sort of, I would find that, you know, that I was writing a polemic and that would be really quite boring.
And I think that's my problem at the moment with the writing, because the first book was very much that guttural, the stuff you're talking about, just write it out. And this next book for me, and I think I'm doing a PhD on Simone de Beauvoir and feminist thought, so I think I'm getting caught up between the two and that stuff is happening and I'm thinking too much, like you're saying, thinking too much around the theoretical kind of headspace of it.
Yeah, well, in a way, maybe after the first draft you can go back and look at, see what you can make of the kind of raw stuff. But to me, the, you know, you're an artist. You're not a commentator or a... If you're writing fiction, the art is the important stuff.
That's exactly how I did the first book. So I'm just going to go back into that. Get back into it. Yeah, great.
I think we have really solved some problems here, Maddie. That seemed pretty helpful.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I think it kind of answered the things that I instinctively knew. So I'm actually thinking, thank you, because I'm on the right track.
Mandy Beaumont's debut collection of short stories is Wild Fearless Chests. That's published by Hachette. And Charlotte Wood's latest novel is The Weekend, published by Allen and Unwin. And that one's been shortlisted for this year's Stella Prize. Good luck.
Thank you.
And Charlotte Wood has her own podcast that's called The Writer's Room. So have a look out for that. While you're there, make sure you've signed up for the Book Show podcast. I get to interview some of the best writers from around the world and Australia, as you just heard.